this is For the Love of Local History, and I'm Paige Leahy.
And I'm Jessica Brogley.
And I am a library media specialist in Platteville, Wisconsin.
And I'm a district technology support specialist and communication specialist for the same school district.
Yes. The reason we're doing this podcast is that we share a common passion for local history. And for me personally, I really want kids to have that same passion.
And I just love telling stories about local history.
Each week, we will focus on a different building and why we think it's cool today.
And then we'll interview the building owner.
And then we'll tie it back to the memories that people in the community have about that specific building.
All with the purpose of sharing that story. How did that building come to be? And why is it significant? And
why should we care?
Yeah.
Okay, so let's start talking first about why we should care. I guess it only started recently for me, maybe within the last 3-4 years. Have you always been in love with history?
Architecture, for sure. But as far as history, not until I moved down here. When we first moved to Southwest Wisconsin, it was Mineral Point, and I instantly fell in love with that main street. It's hard not to,
right? It's hard not to, yes.
And then we moved here, and I felt like Platteville has this history, but it's covered a little bit.
It is covered.
And it's not until you start really studying and digging and appreciating it, right?
Yeah.
That you start to really kind of fall in love with it.
And I will say, I'm kind of on the same place you are in that architecture has always been a fascination for me. When I was in college, I lived in downtown Madison, and we'd go for walks, and I was always looking around. And that's one of the things I tell my kids all the time when I'm working with them is to look up, because that I find that when you look up at buildings, that's where you see the coolest things, because at eye level, we see all the updates, but things that haven't been updated are usually higher up. So I tell the kids, look up all the time. So for me, I have especially started to see things that I grew up with start disappearing here in Platteville, and that concerns me. So I want to make sure that our kids value it.
I would agree. And, you know, as someone who loves technology and loves all the modern conveniences of this new, you know, the age, I also have realized that we can lose a lot in that and not preserving you know, our main street and our community, our architecture, what we have, that's all a reflection of our ancestry, right? And the culture that we grew up in over these, you know, 200 years or whatever. So preserving that matters a lot for future students, future people, right? To know where we came from.
And being proactive in their preservation. I feel like sometimes we care about preserving things when it's too late and it's too hard. And so how do we be proactive in identifying the buildings that matter and what we do on a daily basis to value those buildings?
And I think everybody has a part in that. It's not just a building owner, a Main Street program, or you know, a historical society. We all play a part and preserving our local history, whether that be through fundraising or renovating, but also just sharing the importance of that and telling stories and posting pictures and collecting interviews and oral histories. Like, that's all, it's a community effort for all ages.
Okay.
Try to volunteer time with local historical societies. For example, Grant County Historical Society in Lancaster, or I volunteered at the Rollo doing things. But one of my favorites is kind of an odd one. I love photographing local history, historical buildings or sites, and sharing that on Google Maps. Because I think a lot of people use and get directions and such from Google Maps, and those pictures that I post come up first. They're viewable on Google Earth and Maps, and that's kind of my way.
Kind of bridging the technology and the history into
Correct.
Mm-hmm.
How about you?
So I've been trying to find my tribe of people here in Platteville, of people who can share their knowledge with me. So I do several different projects with my students, including working with the Senior Center and the Rolla Jamison and Mining Museum. I also use Google My Maps a little bit to get kids talking about history. And I remember last year having a student, as we walked back from Main Street to school, saying to me, I didn't realize we had this many old buildings in Platteville. And to kind of have those kids have that awakening is pretty wonderful. So then I feel.
So Paige, in thinking about all this and how far we've come with our interest and knowledge, who has helped you kind of get where you're at today?
There's so many people, because I feel like it's a spider web in that I meet one person and they mention someone else and I make these connections. So, for example, last year I met with the Mariscanishes, who own the Bergman Mansion, and they were able to give my students tours, and I learned a lot about that building that I didn't know. James Hibbard, who is over at the Southwest Wisconsin Library Room, has graciously came and talked to our students about what he knows about history and how he becomes a detective. We've even reached out to people like Mark Eim, who's given me and some students tours last year. Jill Goffinette, who helps with connecting us to the Senior Center. Bill Kramer at the Senior Center, who shares a lot. And I will say that Platteville Historic Images on Facebook has been lovely in terms of learning who to connect to. So how about you?
You actually mentioned a lot of the people that I also find just perfect to connect with. James Hibbard has been just fantastic, and Pat Bollweg as well, in the same location. Just people that I can kind of geek out about history with.
Right.
And they seem to share the same interest. The folks up in Lancaster, the Historical Society, Dennis Wilson, has just been, Gary Munson.
Gary Munson.
Yeah.
The people at Rolla Jamison and Mayan Museum have been wonderful.
Yes.
They have allowed us to do tour, look at some of their collection. I know that you said you volunteered there. Mm-hmm. I got to volunteer there this summer. They've been gracious to allow us to have some of their postcards in our school so kids can have hands-on things.
That's great.
You know, you did the whole project with the high schoolers in cataloging our school.
Our historical records.
Yeah, could you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, sure. So in a closet up in the middle school, we found some old historical academic records, things like school board meeting minutes, titles, a little bit of maps, ledgers, things like that, and even grades. And but dating back to like the 1840s. And so I contacted the Historical Society, the Wisconsin Historical Society, to have them formally released to the Southwest Wisconsin Room as a kind of a historical collection for people to research in their community and conduct sometimes, you know, research in their genealogy too.
Yeah.
And so James, actually, it was a couple of people. I had to come down at once to kind of move them. There were, it was, I would say, 2 truckloads worth of material. But we let the high school kids do the organizing as far as, like, catalog. They didn't formally catalog them, but get them into the organized boxes and then noting what was in each box.
And I think it's really important that you do that, because I think that the school history is the history of the community. Mm-hmm. I know that about 10, 15 years ago, I helped donate the yearbooks from our school to the same place, the Southwest Wisconsin Reading Room. And it was for the same purpose, right? To keep them, because they get the paper gets so fragile.
And these documents were such a reflection. I couldn't quit reading them. They were such a reflection on Platteville life. The economy at the time, the way people lived. We found records on when chalkboard slates were delivered in the masses via the railroad. Mm-hmm. So just the way things were back then.
A snapshot of the daily life.
And all the evidence was there. So we had the railroad tickets, the invoice, the paid statement, just the whole package, everything we needed was there to answer the, you know, questions. I think the whole process, so I probably came up with more questions than answers because I just wanted, you just want to keep learning more and more. So I'm glad that that collection will be available for public access soon.
Yes. Okay, so in conclusion, we kind of want to talk about how neither one of us is an expert.
Definitely not.
But I think part of our goal is to connect those experts to you, the audience listeners, so that the people who do know the information are the ones who can share with us what they know.
Agreed. And, you know, just that discussion and getting to know, building, as you said, kind of our tribe, our little kind of group, right? That's part of this. And just being a connected historian.
Historians. Yeah. Connected historians. I think that's a great way to end it. Thanks for listening.